The next topic we're going to cover is the lymphatic system, and I want to make some comments about the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system and the immune system are often linked together as one and the same thing, and the immune system is very involved with the lymphatic system. However, I want to point out that the lymphatic system has some characteristics that are not directly linked with the immune system that have more to do with water regulation in the body. And keep in mind that the lymph vessels are a series of vessels that are going to run roughly parallel to the arteries, the veins, and the capillaries. And the difference between the lymph vessels and the veins and the arteries and capillaries and so on is that the lymph vessels are not, the fluid that's in the lymph vessels is not moved around through the body by a pump, as is true for the blood vessels. So there's no heart that pumps fluids through the lymphatic system. And in fact, the lymphatic system depends on the contraction of muscles and the presence of valves in the vessels to move the fluid throughout the body. Now, where does the fluid come from that ends up in the lymphatic vessels? And by the way, this fluid is called lymph. This fluid is basically interstitial fluid that has not returned to the capillaries and returned to the veins to be pumped back, or actually not to be pumped, but to be drawn back towards the heart. And this fluid is the excess that is not reabsorbed. And if this fluid were not reabsorbed by the lymph vessels, it would in fact collect in the tissues, and you would have a situation where there was some swelling or edema where the tissues would start to collect too much fluid and they would start to swell. So the fluids are moved through the lymph vessels, and they move towards the chest area, and they are dumped back into the veins in a couple of areas up in the chest. One is a there's a thoracic lymph duct that goes right into the blood vessels, and then also a subclavian lymph duct that's going to go into the blood vessels. And there's a diagram of this in your textbook. You should take a look to see where that lymph that is collected by the lymph vessels will be returned back to the bloodstream. And so you can kind of think of the lymph and the plasma as being very similar. They're a little bit different in terms of their concentrations of proteins and so on that are found in the fluid. And these fluids kind of there's some interchange between the blood vessels, the interstitial fluid, and the lymph vessels. So these fluids are moving from one area to the other and keeping the water balance as it needs to be in the body.